Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra, the second episode. This is our tie-in to the Leftovers episode that we just did on iTunes and Stitcher and everywhere else. If you haven't listened to the episode, just go do it real quick. You'll get this. So Leftovers is a TV show, of course, from HBO that we think not a lot of people watched last year, right, Ashley?
I can't talk without my notepad.
What? Oh, you're doing that.
There were like 10 seconds where I thought about dressing up like a guilty remnant for Halloween this year.
You know, for a second there, I was like, you know, this is an audio podcast, right? Nobody can see you yet.
You can see me.
I mean, the patrons know that that's like a milestone of ours, but that's a ways off. Like, nobody can see yet.
Hello, patrons.
Ashley just did a guilty remnant joke. I don't know if you know that. She's actually smoking and whatever.
I'm not actually smoking.
She's really smoking.
I've never actually
smoked. It's getting thick in this room, and the smoke is getting so thick that I think I'm going to go kill some dogs.
We're dying by the second. Yeah, I would say that because when we watched HBO's The Leftovers, I was in a play that was terrible, so I won't name it. And a nice man who was in this play with me, who is in Redshirt Season 2, playing Scotty, Rob Bedell, was talking to me because we were carpooling, and he also watched Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
And he stopped watching it like four episodes in because, like I mentioned on the podcast, he said that he didn't think there was enough payoff.
How could you stop watching it after the Christopher Eccleston episode?
I'm not Rob.
Got it.
Rob likes sports. I don't like sports. That's where we differ.
He likes the sports. Got it.
Not to knock sports. We just have different taste. And Rob, even though he left the show, he's the only other person I knew who was watching it who wasn't
at
us.
The time. Yeah.
So, and it was a hard thing to sell people on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that people watched it, but I don't think it did Game of Thrones, True Detective numbers.
Oh, no, not even. Not even. Interesting. Now, we talked also in the podcast a little bit about a show. You talked about a show that you didn't like. You said The Big Bang Theory, and you said it's a show that a lot of people like that you don't like.
It's massively popular.
So I want to ask.
It's not that it's wrong that people. No. I just don't like it.
Hey, the greatest thing about growing up is that everybody has opinions, and nobody's opinions are wrong. Yeah. It's subjective. So if somebody,
but I don't want anyone to take that as me crapping on the show.
Okay. But I'm very curious about this. I want to know if there's another sort of popular show out there that you think is sort of popular or sort of like that you don't like.
There's a lot.
Okay.
Mostly comedy shows.
Throw one out.
Here's one. See, and I kind of feel bad because I know a lot of the shows that you like and I don't like them.
Okay.
I don't like How I Met Your Mother. Okay. And that's a massively popular show.
You're totally wrong on that one. It's okay.
I don't like 24.
Get out of here!
We taught a lesson on it. Jason just threw his headphones.
I'm done! We're done!
Your fake lies.
Yeah, I fake walked away.
Foley walked away. I could hear it too. It was very good.
Good it?
You're a great Foley artist.
I'm good at that, right?
Yeah, it's like your job or something.
What about 24? Now, first off, and we had a podcast about 24.
I know. I tried really hard to be diplomatic about it.
Okay. What episodes of 24 have you seen?
I mean, I saw like three of them in 2006.
But do you, okay, so.
Sean Astin was in it. He was kind of fat.
I think that's season six.
Okay, here's the thing the number one thing that happened in 24 that I remember just like, I can't with this show anymore.
Uh-huh.
Kiefer Sutherland looked right at whatever his like girl Friday sidekick is.
Chloe?
Who they try to ugly up.
But Chloe.
Her.
Chloe.
He looks right at her and he's like, I'm being set up. Again. And I was like, if that's your line.
Damn it. Damn it.
I can't.
Chloe.
There's just like, I'm going to apologize in advance. Be like, Kiefer Sutherland. He's such a crap actor. And like, I just can't.
He is a national treasure, Ashley.
He's from my country. He's not.
He's a Canadian national treasure, Ashley.
His father
was the original Hawkeye.
I know. And is Mr. Bennett in The Prejudice? Is a national treasure. Kiefer Sutherland is a spoiled rich boy who keeps dropping out of rehab and can't act. and I don't like his show. So
I like 24.
And I remember there was a lot of like him running to catch up with the plane, and I'm like, idiot, you'll never catch up with a plane. Jack, what are you doing, fool?
Jack Bauer can do anything.
No.
And Jack Bauer can outrun time.
And the two people I was watching with were like,
and he can shoot it.
Oh my God, he's so hot. And I was like, I don't know if I've been less attracted to a human being than I am right now. You know, it's one of those things where I don't think he's a great actor. Uh-huh. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with the show. It just doesn't, it just didn't click with me. But well, it was massively popular.
Here's the thing I will say.
I mean, I watched most of the new season. And it was really lame. And I didn't care about Emo Girl.
The new season was, yeah, it was all right.
Oh, but Mrs. Stark was really good in it.
24, I would never tout as one of the greatest television shows of all time. It has a lot of bad seasons. Mm-hmm. The season that you talked about, the Sean Astin season, one of the worst seasons ever.
And to your credit, in our lesson, you admitted that. But you also pointed out a lot of stories that I thought sounded interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe I suffered from seeing bad episodes, but I gave it 3 episodes.
Anything past season 5, you're asking for bad.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the new Live Free or Die. No, it wasn't Live Free
live
or Die.
Live Free or Die 24.
Live Free or Die 24. I don't know what the hell it was called.
24 hours later.
24 too many damn hours. That was only actually 13 hours long.
The worst day ever.
It wasn't even 24. It didn't. Yeah, but anyways. I enjoyed it for nostalgia's sake.
That's fine. That's great.
Which is exactly what I think I'm going to get out of the X-Files reboot.
Yeah.
I actually think it's going to be quite a terrible show, but I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm seeing Fox Mulder and Dana again. Whee!
Yeah, I've never seen the X-Files, and I feel like that would be another one where if I tried to revisit it, it would be difficult.
You will absolutely hate it. It's very... I actually tried to rewatch it when they first put it on Amazon or Netflix a couple years ago. And I think I made it halfway to the second season. It's so dated.
Yeah.
It is so dated. For a show that came out in like 93 and 94, oh my God. It is so dated.
But yeah, like most anything that's like, we're a wacky family comedy nonsense dating thing, I probably don't like.
So most sitcoms. Well, let's stick to dramas. Okay. You hate all sitcoms.
Hate all sitcoms.
You hate all funny things. You do not like joy in your life.
Exactly.
We got that.
I didn't really enjoy the first 3 seasons of MASH more than the more serious ones at all.
You did joy?
No, I did. Actually, which I think is sort of interesting. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first 3 seasons of MASH are my favorite.
What's another? This is very fascinating. Is there another like lauded drama out there that you were just like?
See, now that you've put me on the spot, I'm going to have a hard time thinking of them.
Okay. Let me think. Have you ever seen ER?
I've never seen ER.
Okay.
I don't watch medical shows because of some family history. I don't
medical issues? Got
yeah. Even
got
if they're, even if they're crap, they just all scare me.
What
so
about
much.
Law and Order?
The
original.
I've only seen the Jesse L. Martin seasons.
Those were actually good seasons.
And I think they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. Procedurals are okay. Like, I really liked CSI when I was a teenager, but I didn't like the New York one or the Miami one, and those were both pretty popular.
The Miami one was never popular. Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, I know that everyone was like, but the New York one is good, and I was like, but it's like my least favorite one.
It's time to put him on ice.
Oh my God, that was so loud.
That's the best thing. There is a supercut of David Caruso doing all those lines right before the credits where he'd put on the glasses and he'd just say some pun. He'd be like, well, he won't be able to outrun us for long. Wow! They go to that, like, the Who song.
Yeah.
It's funny. If you've never watched it, go to YouTube and go CSI Miami, like, stupid lines montage. You'll find it. It's so fucking... Those lines are so ridiculous.
I don't like Mad Men, and that's, you know, an Emmy award winning show, which is fine.
Have you seen True Blood?
Oh, I saw the first episode of True Blood and I thought it was super lame.
Okay. I've never seen True Blood, so I don't know.
But then I read the book and the book was both racist and homophobic.
Wow. Doubled.
Written by a lady from the South. And hey. I hate to make that stereotype, but there we have it. So, cool. So I refuse to give True Blood any more of my life.
Got it.
I did watch Vampire Diaries, even though that show was terrible, but I knew it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Stargate Atlantis.
You crazy.
That's one that people like.
You're nuts.
I don't like the doctor on that.
I know. You don't like Dr. McKay, who is played by David Hewlett.
Yeah.
Who's actually very nice.
I like him and I like David Hewlett in other things.
By the way, I love David Hewlett. And to be honest with you, I actually think we could probably get him as a guest on this podcast.
I'm real sorry.
He lives in Santa Monica. He has less YouTube subscribers than us. So I think we could get him on.
Okay, here's a funny story about David Hewlett.
You know
Rodney McKay. No.
Oh my God.
No. When I was 16, and I think I was 16, and MySpace was a thing.
Oh yep.
My MySpace picture for like a really long time was this picture of me standing in my parents' kitchen, which was my kitchen, holding a lemon towards the camera.
Oh, because he's afraid of citrus.
And it was something like, I could kill Rodney McKay with this lemon. It was like my picture. And it was in the Stargate font because I had the Stargate font.
You are
like,
such a nerd. That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut of Stargate Atlantis.
I wonder if that picture still exists somewhere. If I can find that, I'll post it.
Oh my God.
Facebook.
I want to see that picture. I really do. But anyways, I think we could get him on the show. I really do.
Okay. If we can get him on the show to do a Stargate episode.
You have to apologize to him.
Fuck no.
You have to tell him the story and apologize. You have to be like, everybody out there, everyone of your Patreons, we have to make this happen so that Ashley can apologize to David Hewlett. He's on Twitter. I'm going to find his Twitter right now.
Because then I'll never be able to work with him.
I think he was in the first Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
I know. He was Typhoid Mary.
He was angry. He was angry neighbor.
Is that how he's credited?
I don't know. Angry neighbor. I hope so.
I hope it was angry neighbor
David,
McKay.
He is David Hewlett. He's D Hewlett, Hewlett.
I hate you so
much.
He
says daddy
right
nerd, actor nerd, writer, director nerd, and all around geek. And yes, I'm the irritating guy from Stargate Atlantis.
He knows.
He's also a Canadian.
He has
99,000 followers.
Well, that means we'll have to be nice at each other because we're both Canadian.
Let's see how many YouTube subscribers he has. Hold on a second.
I hated the first three episodes of Arrow.
He has 18,000 YouTube subscribers. I have more YouTube subscribers than he does.
Well, you're more YouTube famous than he is. He's more Twitter famous than you are, though.
I always actually really liked him. And a little bit, when they were first going to write that character, the doctor's last name originally was going to be Inman.
Oh, really?
It was going to be Dr. Inman. And then they changed it because they started bringing him in off for auditions, David Hewlett. And they were like, well, wait a minute. David Hewlett's played a character on Stargate before. Why don't we just have him be the same character?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they changed the name.
Yeah, because he shows up in I really like SG-1.
He's in the episode where Teal'c in season 6 gets stuck.
Uh-huh.
Season 5 gets stuck in the ring, in the Stargate rings, and they use him to help Sam.
In the echelons, yeah.
Yep.
I don't like this show's the seasons as much after season 7 when they bring on Vala and... Oh my God!
Cameron Mitchell, Ben Townsend, Ben something.
Ben Braddock.
Ben Browder, the guy from Farscape.
Yeah,
they're actually both from Farscape.
I liked Vala when she was just a guest star.
She was the bounty hunter that tried to kill Daniel.
Yeah, but like then her and Daniel had a thing, and I was just like, "You're icky, go away." And I think it was a mistake not making Cameron Jack's son. Because
that was the original plan.
I know, but the comparison is so obvious.
You know, the patrons are like, man.
I
came for leftovers, and this turned into the Stargate SG-1 podcast. So at D Hewlett.
No, shut up. Tell me about the shows that you don't like that are popular.
We are gonna, man. I want to make the podcast where Ashley apologizes for threatening him with citrus.
No, he's not actually allergic to citrus.
Maybe he is. Maybe that's why they put it in the show. We're going to find out. We're going to go to Wikipedia right now.
Shut up.
Maybe I should just ask him flat out and be like, are you actually allergic to citrus?
And he's like, no, everyone asked me that.
He's probably like, everyone has. Okay, so you asked me shows.
Yeah, what's a popular show that you don't like?
Everybody Loves Raymond. Hate that show.
Yeah, but that show's not for us.
You want me to go dramas?
Sure. Oh, or we could talk about Friends.
Sure, talk about Friends.
Friends is terrible.
I'm still curious of whether he's actually allergic to citrus.
I'm
looking it up right now.
Like, that's another one that even... Like, I was an actual child when Friends was airing, and so many of my peer group, who are, like, people in their 20s now, love that show. We didn't necessarily grow up in the appropriate age to be watching it, but I don't understand, like, they're all really whiny and annoying. I don't care about any of their lives. And any of their nonsense. And it's one of the most popular shows of all time.
I watched it.
I just think like Seinfeld does it so much better.
Okay, so Dr. McKay in Stargate Atlantis's citrus allergy was a producer's in-joke about an SG-1 crew member who insisted he was violently allergic to citrus and thus refused to go out to lunch with anybody else in the crew, knowing that the local restaurant regularly served him salad containing citrus without anything happening.
Wow.
Yep. So they made fun of him. Yeah, I watched Friends when it was live. I never thought it was funny. The show that I loved, that I always thought was funny, that didn't get enough credit, was Frasier. I always loved Frasier.
Frasier was so funny.
I'm trying to think about another show that people like and that I don't think is really that great. Man, it's rough.
Well, I was...
Because I generally only like watch stuff that I think is good.
I mean, when I think about things that I know that you've talked about that are really popular, like, I know that you're not on the Walking Dead bandwagon anymore.
Not anymore, no. I gave up long ago. I love the first season. I think the first season's strong. I think the second season is eternally boring. I think the third season sort of turned the truck back mm-hmm. in the direction where it could have been cool again, because they started doing the prison storyline and stuff from the comic books. Mm-hmm. And then here's the thing about Walking Dead. Walking Dead has a great premiere, a great mid-season, and then a great finale.
Yeah.
And everything else in between. Just people walking. Okay. Okay, whatever. That's it. That's The Walking Dead. And then in the premiere or the season finale, somebody dies. And that's why it's interesting. But the rest of it, just people walking.
Have you seen American Horror Story?
No, I just don't care.
I watched like the first 5 episodes of that because my friend Gina was super into it. Mm-hmm. And like we've talked before, I have a hard time with when there's no character to empathize with.
Yeah.
And
that's
man,
why you don't. That's why you don't like Breaking Bad.
Can I swear on this part of the
podcast?
Yeah,
it's extra. Go for
man,
it.
Man, are they all sacks of shit on that show. Like there's just no one. And
on American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Got it.
And I know that it's like an anthology and people like that, but I just like they're all terrible. So why am I supposed to care? And that's what I don't like about Breaking Bad. Yes, on top of other things.
Oh, Breaking Bad's so good.
Yeah, I know. Literally everyone I've ever come across has told me it's going to change my life, so I'm never going to watch it.
Breaking Bad will not change your life, but it's good. It's a really good. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you like Better Call Saul?
I do like Better Call Saul.
Interesting. No, that's interesting.
But I think I like it because... Well, I kind of alluded this to with the medical thing, but like, I don't want to watch a show about a dad dying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just something I don't need in my life. And I like that Jimmy is just he's kind of like Kevin Garvey from The Leftovers. And he's kind of like Peter from House
he's
of Cards.
He's a good guy.
He's trying so hard to be a good guy.
Yep.
But he doesn't know how to be a good guy.
Nope.
Bob Odenkirk does such a great job at both the comedy and drama there because it's funny. And there are moments where he's like genuinely amusing to watch, but it's so tragic at the same time. And like the episode where he goes back to his friend who he used to be like a shyster with, and then his friend like dies.
Mm-hmm.
Like that to me epitomizes him trying to turn his life around, but he just can't make it happen. So, yes, I do like Better Call Saul.
All right. I'm going to put this question out to you.
Okay.
And I want to hear your answer. Okay. Here we go. You have two planes. You have the choice of two plane rides.
4, 8, 15, 16, 28, 42.
No. You have two planes that are going to see your mom.
Okay.
You're going to see your mom. You have to go see your mom. You have no choice.
Great.
Two planes. One, the only in-flight movie. And this is the only thing you can watch on the plane. Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
You cannot sleep. You cannot read. You have to watch the TV.
Okay.
Your second plane, you have to watch 24.
Oh my God. There's like no contest there.
Is it 24?
No, absolutely
it's
not.
It's Big Bang Theory?
I would rather watch the Big Bang Theory than 24.
You're a hypocrite. And you're not American.
I'm not American.
I know. That's why I said that. It was a joke.
Because, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're lying.
Like, no.
You choose Big Bang.
Those are the only two things I get to watch. Yeah.
All right. Do one of those for me.
Okay.
And then we're going
to
end
If you're
this.
Flying to see my mom and you have to see my mom, you don't have a choice.
Very nice.
Your mom isn't that far away.
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
That's not her last name.
Hello, Mrs. Something. St. Pierre.
I was like, you don't know my mom's last name. You're fired from this podcast. Now everybody on this podcast knows my mom's last name.
Yep. Now they can mail her things. I didn't say her first name.
My mom's first name is Denise.
There you go. Denise St. Pierre, somewhere in Canada.
Sort of. That's sort of last name. So if you're flying to see my mom, and you have to see my mom.
I have to see your mom.
Okay. And the only two things that you can watch are... Friends or the middle five episodes of a season of Walking Dead. What do you pick?
The middle five episodes?
Yeah, whatever the five most boring episodes are. Because you said they're good at the beginning and the, I don't know how many episodes are in Walking Dead. I don't watch Walking Dead.
13.
Okay. So then the middle five.
That again, no contest. Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The worst Walking Dead is miles better than any Friends.
Yeah.
And it may be boring, but you know what? There's one thing about The Walking Dead. It's shot real pretty.
So you just turn your brain off?
Yeah, you just sit there and watch the cinematography. You're like, wow, I love how they color correct everything brown. Because that's what they do.
See, here's the thing about Big Bang Theory. Like, I can just watch that and be like, I'm gonna buy that shirt. I'm gonna buy that shirt.
I hate most of their shirts.
I did a commercial with that guy.
Oh, okay.
I can buy that shirt.
Oh, you're such a Jim Parsons kiss ass. Look at you.
I like Jim Parsons.
You're such a Jim Parsons kiss ass.
You should watch,
you know who you should love? And that's David Hewitt. Hewlett.
I can't even remember his name.
Yeah, but I didn't threaten his death.
You should. I threatened his character's death.
Okay,
you should go out and watch A Normal Heart. Jim Parsons awesome.
At D Hewlett, we're gonna figure out how to get him on Geek History Lesson, and Ashley's going to apologize for threatening his.
He's gonna be like, "Fuck off! I don't want to talk to some girl who hates me."
His fake death because he's not allergic to citrus. We're gonna do that. All right, that's it for Geek History Lesson Extra. I know we went off the beaten path again. Let us know in the comments of this post whether you liked it, whether you hated it.
What kind of things you'd like us to focus on?
What do you want us to talk about? Because we did think about making Geek History Lesson Extra more personal, like stuff we won't reveal into the general public, but we will reveal to you awesome patrons. It is because of you that this podcast is possible, so we hope you enjoy it, and we want it to be a show that you enjoy. And there you go. We'll see you again next week. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Be seeing you.